Let's go now to Josephine, who's listening in Union, New Jersey. Hi, Josephine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Long-time relevant radio listener, so you might be hearing from me a lot because I also have a lot of questions.
Awesome. Well, I'm here for you.
Okay. Welcome to my area, I guess, to say, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Appreciate
my
that.
You're welcome. My question is, it might be a little deep. If God knows all and sees all, and there's situations that we're in that we're praying for lack of better words, can we change his mind, or is our destiny set?
That's one of the deepest questions one can ask. It's a mystery, but remember that mysteries are not something we can know nothing about. It's something we can't know everything about. So let's proceed as far as we can. The mystery here is that God does not exist in time and space the way we do. So everything is now for God. He doesn't look into the future. He doesn't look back at the past. He sees everything all at once as now. Now, we can barely begin to try to imagine what that would be like. In our case, we experience time as a series of nows. It's always now. We have a past that we can reflect on. We have a future that we can look forward to. But we are, in a way, kind of like God. We're always living now, 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 now. But God doesn't live exactly that way. He's outside of time. So what this means is that when Jesus, for example, tells us to pray to God, pray to the Father for the things that you need, he says he already knows what you need, but he desires that you pray for these things so that he can grant them to you according to his will. So what we know for sure is that God wants us to pray for these things. He will not always give us the answer to prayer that we're seeking. He'll always give us something better. He'll give us whatever the best thing is for us. And sometimes that in itself is a mystery. But it doesn't mean that in one sense that we're changing God's mind, because God doesn't change. He doesn't say, well, I don't really want to do that, but okay. Now, we see situations in the Bible where it certainly appears like that. So like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham is interceding with God saying, for the sake of 50 just men, would you spare the city? And God says, yeah, in that case, I'll spare the city. So his plan is to destroy the city, but for 50, because you're asking me, okay, I won't do it. And Abraham realizes there are not even that many just men, so he bargains God all the way down, so to speak, to like 5 people. So if you can find 5 just people in the city, will you spare it? And God says, yes. Now you know from reading the passage that in the end, the city does get destroyed, which one could presume from that there weren't even 5 just people in that city. But there's an example where we see God seeming to change his mind, or at least in that case, he says he would change his mind. That's a human way of trying to understand a reality. On the one hand, that God is the one who answers our prayers. He does want us to pray to him and ask him for the things that we need. But at the same time, and this is where the mystery comes in, he is unchangeable. So in a way that we don't fully understand, we can hold those two truths simultaneously. They're not contradictory, but they are kind of paradoxical, that God does not change. He's impassible, immutable. But he also, at the same time, does answer our prayers because he wants to. So I'll leave it at that. It is a very deep topic, Josephine, one that people have wondered about all these centuries. But I think that's where the answer lies. I hope that's helpful to you. We're going to take a break. I'll be back with you, Andrea, in Orland Park, Illinois, right after this.